Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another live edition of Can of Views. My name is Glenn Keeling. As always, I am your host, and I am the co-founder and chapter coordinator of Creative Care Beacon, and we are the Ohio chapter of the Human Solution International. A little bit about that. The Human Solution International is a 501c3 human rights organization. I want to be clear on that. We are a human rights organization. There is a 501c4 human rights foundation, but we are a 501c3 human rights organization, and we advocate for human rights all across the United States and in several countries. So listen, if you or a loved one are going through something, a human rights case, please definitely reach out to one of us, to one of your local chapters of the Human Solution International. Because listen, we don't know if you're going through something, because that's the way we can support you, is for you to be able to reach out to us. And the best way to do that is to go over to thsintl.org.com. And there's a defendant form there that you can fill out. And that is the best way to get a hold of us in order for us to be able to support you. Listen, that's the way they supported us. Peggy and I was going through something of our own back that started in 2017. And, you know, the Human Solution International full force, you know, supported us all the way through our case, and they still do. And, that's why we're a chapter. That's why we do what we do, is because of the compassion and the people that supported us and that still do support us. You know, listen, you know, I'm not the only chapter that has my own podcast. You know, listen, Candace Dyer has a chapter, and she has a podcast on Monday nights as well. Canna Corners. So you got to check her out. That's Candace Dyer with Canna Corners on Monday nights at 8 o'clock. Go check her out. Now our president and founder, Joe Grumbine, has the Cup of Joe that airs on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. So definitely check him out as well. And, you know, we all discuss the same thing. We all talk about the same thing. We advocate for the same thing. And listen, you know, you're all going to hear the same thing from all of our shows. And listen, you know, it's really simple and really easy. Reach out to us in order for us to support you. It's that simple. It's really that easy. You know, it's the best way for us to do it, to support you, is for you to reach out to us. So go over to thsintl.org and reach out so we can reach out back and help you. Now on our show tonight, Jesse's going to come on here shortly and join us and talk about stolen identity and what it's like to have somebody in the medical cannabis field steal your identity for their own good, to further their career, to get somewhere. So he's going to join us here a bit and tell us his story and why he's on the plight that he is. And he is suing some people that you may recognize in the industry in a state that you're going to recognize here shortly. In the meantime, please, if you're following us here on Facebook, and if you're not on the and you're following us on Blog Talk, join over on Facebook, please make a sign that says, drop all charges against Adele and Aaron Wisdom. Listen, they're getting ready to go to court here real soon. I think she posted, you know, if you want to know more, I definitely want you, I don't want to tell you wrong, but I think it's either, I think on the 14th. But she can definitely tell you, so definitely go over and check out. And I hope somebody will tell me in the comments here exactly when she's going to go to court, because I want to know, and I want you guys to know to be able to support her. But I want you to make up a sign that says, drop all charges against Adele and Aaron Wisdom, and bring it to her attention, and or Carrie Cannon's attention. Man, that's a hard-working woman, man. She advocates for a lot of people, man, and she's never met one of us. But she advocates and pushes for all of us. Another one, while you're doing them signs for Adele and her husband, Aaron, please, please make a sign for free Lance Glore. Tracy Glore Pike would appreciate that, man, that her son is doing 10 years in a federal prison in a legal state. So please just put you up a sign, man, take a picture with it real quick, post it on Facebook, bring it to Tracy Glore Pike's attention, or again, Carrie Cannon's attention, and post it to them, and so we can get it added to the collage and get it sent to the right people. Another thing I want to cover is something that, you know, I cover all the time, and I want to continue to cover how important it is to continue to write to our prisoners, people that are doing time for Plant. And listen, I dropped the ball this week. Listen, David reached out to me, and I was working this week, and I was really busy, and I've got to reach back out to him. David was serving time for cannabis, along with another Plant prisoner that recently got released. Adam Fogelman was in Franklin County, and David was serving time with him, and he recently got released himself. And he reached back out to me, and I've got his number, so I'm going to reach back out to David, and I'm going to try to help him get some resources and some ways to get back on his feet and get things back together for him. But I dropped the ball because he called me the other day, and I told him I was going to get back with him, and I didn't yet, but I'm going to. And I apologize wholeheartedly for that, and I do mean to keep my word when I tell people I'm going to do something. I mean to do it, and I'm going to do it. So I'm definitely going to reach back out with David, and I'm going to try to get him all the resources I can, because we do have some great people here in Ohio with Policy Matters Ohio. They are great people that do a lot of reach out with community service with people that got recently released. And that's a great group that, you know, was started by a couple of attorneys. So I'm definitely going to put him in contact with them and a few other people. So, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, he forgives me because, man, I really dropped the ball on that. And I hate myself for that. So definitely don't let that, discourage you, because, I that was just one mistake of mine that I don't want to. And I bring that out because it's just a mistake that I own. And another thing, if you guys would like for your, holistic needs, please, please visit theholisticcloud.com. They're amazing, incredible people. Man, he's an incredible guy that owns that store. And if you're in the Ohio area or in the Bel Air area, even if you're in Ohio, please definitely go to Bel Air, definitely 3048 Belmont Street. And check out Bill's store, the Holistic Cloud, for all of your holistic needs, your smoking necessities and stuff like that. So definitely check out the Holistic Cloud. I'm always going to continue to give Bill props because he's an amazing advocate. I think one of Ohio's biggest advocates, and I give him props for what he does. So I'm going to bring on Jesse because, man, he's got an incredible story. So I'm going to jump right into it with him and bring him on and just let him go ahead and just, tell his story from his side and just go with it. And Jesse, good evening, and thank you for joining us here on Blog Talk and live here on Facebook.
Good evening, Glenn. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. Good. Thank you. And let's just jump right into it, man, and just tell me. You're suing some pretty big named people in an industry there in Florida, yeah?
Right now, what we have done is take this lawsuit one step at a time. Initially, we did not know who created the website jessedeplicky.com. So the lawsuit was filed under the name of John Doe. because we didn't know who the defendant was. A subpoena was served to the domain register, and it came back to an employee of Sunshine Cannabis.
Sunshine Cannabis. Now, for a lot of people that don't know who or what Sunshine Cannabis is, or even where Sunshine Cannabis is even located, could you fill our listeners in and our, you know, followers?
Sunshine Cannabis is a licensing agreement with Trulieve, the largest Florida medical marijuana treatment center corporation in the state of Florida. They have over 80 locations. So they work in conjunction with Trulieve to promote their products to sell to the community, to the Florida cannabis community.
So that is your Florida medical program, people.
Well, let's define what Florida medical program is. The program is established for only corporations to exist. There is no mom and pops, no minorities. No one could go ahead and compete in Florida other than corporations.
What you guys have a cap on your, you know, medical program. What is Florida's medical cap at?
Well, they base it the number and amount of individuals who are enlisted in the program, and based on that, they allow more corporations to get involved. It's basically what they call vertical integration. They allow only a certain number of corporations to get involved, and the licensing costs are in the millions. No one can afford it.
All right. But, I mean, as far as your percentage-wise, is your medical grade, what is your medical grade percent-wise?
It's not capped.
Right now,
we're selling flour and oil just like any other state right now. It's not capped as far as what the THC percentage is.
Wow. So they're just letting you just go at any percentage, and there's
and
no regulated market on it.
It should be that way. Listen, no one wants their cannabis manipulated to go ahead and be reduced down to levels of the 1970s, okay? I'm not for that. But what I am for is capitalism, the right for everybody to compete, and the right for democracy. This is not democracy in the state of Florida. It's a monopoly.
All right, so back to them taking your name. What's going on with that? Why that?
All right, back in 2020, late 2020, I was informed that a website was created in my name, stating that I was a gay homosexual medical marijuana advocate who hated medical marijuana treatment centers. At that time, I contacted an attorney who I've had on retainer since 2015 to let him know about it. A month later, another young lady called me and stated that her name was used in the website linked to her business, and she wanted me to remove her name off the website. As soon as other individuals started contacting me, I had to inform them of the truth, that I didn't own the website, I didn't know who operated the website, and that I had to go ahead and have an attorney look into it and serve subpoenas on those who are contracted to put the website forward to find out who was responsible for the website.
What was the purpose for the, I mean, what, why the elaborate, why go through, why make the, why do that? What was the purpose of it?
All right. I can't answer that question. The only person right now can answer that question is the person who just hired a lawyer today, Larry Bouse. And he answered that question. He said his brother created the website, who, by the way, is under 12 counts of child pornography downloading and transmitting. If that's the case, he violated his bond, and his brother will be picked up within the next 48 hours. Either he put his brother under the bus, or Larry himself committed, I would say, perjury through his attorney, lying that his brother created the website. Whatever the case may be, this is the truth. The website came from someone who promoted True Leaf products and Sunshine Cannabis products. I have the IP address, the email, the phone number. It doesn't belong to his brother. It belongs to Larry Bouse. The person responsible for Larry Bouse is his president of Sunshine Cannabis, Chris Williams. I believe in accountability. So if you work for me, Glenn, and use your computer improperly, and I pay you, you can...
All right, well, I'm not sure what happened.
You got me back?
Yeah, you're there. Yeah.
All right, so say, for instance, you work for me,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I allowed you to use a computer under the policy of my corporation. If you abuse that policy, yes, you're wrong, but I am responsible for what you do using my computer, my IP address, under the limits of the law. That's the way the law works.
So, essentially, Sunshine could be in trouble. I mean, yes,
All right, let me go into a little further, Glenn. We have evidence from the president himself in writing, lying about employment, whether he worked for them or didn't work for them. We also have a former employee who's not only a witness, but will be a plaintiff in the future. So it's not just by myself. I have a former employee going to be a co-plaintiff in this case.
So I guess the question comes back to, what was their reasoning for trying to, I don't know, I guess, destroy your name? I guess that's what, because I know that you're an activist.
Well, let me explain to you. I'm not an activist. I'm a person who grew 46 plants in the state of Florida for my own medical use. I protected the plant, not the people.
Right.
The second thing is, I worked for a living and put three kids through college. And kept my mouth shut all these years. I don't go to any cannabis events. I lay low. I work for a living, and the only thing that I'm vocal about is the right for everybody to grow, extract, and be just like any corporation in the United States of America. That's all I have. That's my opinion on it.
Right. You want everybody to be free and to be able to be just like a corporation for themselves. You don't want to have to continue to buy and have everybody choose from these corporations. You don't want continued to corporation after corporation. You don't want a monopoly all the time, because that's basically what it is. And you know, I mean, monopoly after monopoly, and every state is owned by a monopoly. I mean, you've got, you know, True Leaf has got a monopoly in almost every state. And that's what it is. And they continue to have a monopoly.
I'm honest with you. I don't care how many stores they have. They could have a million stores. But guess what? Glenn, if you and your wife wanted to open a business right down the road from them, that's your right. And if you grew better cannabis than they did and you sold out 3 weeks into the month, good for you. You take 1 week off, you harvest again, and you sell the next following week. That's what we call business. The right to compete. Not everybody grows the same cannabis. Do you think a high volume corporation cures their cannabis, cares about the quality of their cannabis? They care about volume and money.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah. They're not caring about the patient. They're not caring about what the quality of. They're not caring. They're worried about the quantity.
Oh, buddy. and yield.
Right, right. So I do understand, and I do get the reasoning of them wanting to, you know, silence you permanently and you know, ruin you and you know, essentially if they get all these people pissed at you and wanting to come after you, I can understand, you know, they will have a free shot and clear to you know, run rampant and do what they want and won't have to worry about you doing what you want. But what about the rest of the people? I mean, what about, I mean, you know, when's enough is enough, you know, when's the next door neighbor allowed, going to be allowed to have their own medicine, or, you know, the neighbor after them? You know, it's got to be a time that, you know, we don't have to depend on those big corporations all the time. And Sunshine, apparently, you know, thinks, you know, obviously they can do what they want and not have to, you know, pay any consequences, because obviously it's going to come down to them still doing what they want. And they seem like they're going to continue because they think that they can.
And they should. They could do whatever they want legally. But what they can't do is have their employees create a website stating lies, impersonating you. That's what they can't do. Listen, I'm for the right for everybody to do their thing. But once you step over that line and you lie about someone, you lie about people. Listen, there's a young lady on that website who owns a business. She has two children, a husband. She's trying to make it. And she doesn't want people calling her up and saying, why are you affiliated with some gay guy who is a medical marijuana activist who hates the industry? She doesn't want to hear that drama.
Right.
She wants to run her business, raise her children, and live her life without anybody interfering with that.
And as she should, you know, she shouldn't be harassed because, you know, obviously that, you know, these people should not have made this post, and, you know, and she should be allowed to operate her business without, you know, the ramifications of a negative stereotype of this nature. And it's sad that, you know, somebody has to resort to this over cannabis, you know, again. It comes down to somebody wanting to destroy somebody and take somebody's livelihood over a plant. You know, how sad.
It's not over a plant. It's over an industry, which is totally different. When you grow for yourself, it's for the plant. When a corporation grows the plant, it's for the money. It's totally different.
Yeah.
So when I was on trial for growing cannabis, it was very clear to four judges and six jurors the purpose of my growing. It was simply for medical use. If they could have convicted me for selling, distributing, or being involved in profiting from cannabis, I'd be in jail for 5 years. But that's not the case. The case is this. You and I are equally on the same playing field as far as rights. You have the right to grow, I have the right to grow. If a corporation has the right to sell, you and I have the same rights. Look, Glenn, if you want to be a medical doctor, you got to go to school, you got to be educated and pass the exams. That's what is required for a medical doctor. Growing a cannabis plant, we can grow it, we can test it, analyze it, put it on the market and distribute it. You and I can do the same thing as anybody else in the industry. All we got to be doing is be giving an opportunity.
Yeah.
The right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, true. I mean,
wouldn't you love if Ohio said, hey, listen, Glenn, I'm going to give you the right to grow 100 plants. Do the best you can. We're going to pay you this much per month. Let's see what your results are. We're going to test your weed. And if it comes back great, we're going to continue to pay you. And I guarantee you would love to go to work with your wife doing that every day for a living.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'd absolutely do that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up because Ohio is pushing, Bill, again, here comes Bill Smith's name again, because Bill Smith and his team is advocating and pushing, and we're going to be going out there and we're going to be pushing this summer and later this spring for House Bill 210, which is going to do exactly that, but it's going to give us the right to grow our own cannabis. That, you know, that's going to be allowed, that we're going to allow. And, you know, I hate that. I hate saying that as a grown person. I hate saying that we're going to be allowed to do anything that, you know, I should be allowed to do. I should be allowed to do whatever the hell I want to do because I'm a grown ass person. Pardon my Spanish. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cuss like that. But I should be allowed to do whatever I want to do because I'm grown. And I should be able to choose that because I am grown and I've reached the age of where I should know right from wrong. I should be able to choose that. But here soon we're faced with House Bill 210, which is going to allow adults to grow a certain amount of cannabis for themselves, which is an amazing feat for Ohio, and I applaud the DCRIM team and Bill Smith and them for all that they do for Ohio. They do amazing work, and I'm proud of that, and I'm going to stand behind that and vote for it. So I hope that does pass for Ohio, because I'd like to grow my own. I got a pretty nice green thumb. So
everybody deserves that right.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and listen, you know, no medical program is not a true good medical program unless that patient is allowed to grow for themselves, because that's the way a patient is able to care for themselves and really actually care for themselves, is if they're able to grow their own strain and able to care and grow for what they need. Because if you have to go and depend on a dispensary somewhere and you're limited to an amount that you're allowed to have for a 90-day supply, that's no way to heal. That's no way to care for yourself, because they're limiting to you. So
I don't qualify for the medical marijuana in the state of Florida because I smoke too much. I smoke over 3 pounds a year. So I'm not allowed the allotted amount per year. It'd be over 24,000 pounds a year for me to go ahead and consume what I need medically, keep me from not vomiting, eating, sleeping properly. So as far as I'm concerned, they could have whatever program they want in place. But I would tell them this: if everybody stood up and said, you know what, this is what I believe is right, that everybody be treated equally, that if I want to grow, that's my right. If I want to buy it, I'll buy from who I want to buy it from. And I just want to be treated the same way anybody else would be treated. If everybody had that mentality, we would not be in the position we are right now. We have like a lot of organizations out there that say we're for the rights of the medical patient. It's bullshit. Let me tell you right now, it's all smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. From normal to all the organizations everywhere else. If you're really for it, you would stand up and say, you know what, plant a seed, stop the greed, and stop the lies that no one else could produce the same quality medicine as these corporations. Anybody could do it. Just need the right, proper genetics. And by the way, a little knowledge doesn't hurt.
Right. Right, absolutely. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely true. Jesse, any closing words or anything for anybody listening tonight in closing? Any closing knowledge?
Yeah. One last thought. who's ever involved with this website, no matter who you are, no matter how much money it costs me, we're going to court. You're going to be deposed. There'll be a judgment. When that judgment's served, I'll collect that judgment, whether it be by your ass or in paper. It doesn't matter. I'm going to collect that judgment. Good night.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you very much for joining us, man. Thank you for getting your story out. You guys, it's Jesse. If you guys want to follow his story, just jump over on his page and just follow him. You guys listen up, he said a few good things about, growing your own is definitely the way to do it. A few good people, absolutely, Dana, you definitely grow your own. Steve, you grow your own, absolutely, we got a few people here on the line. We're going to jump with the first guest here and, welcome to, they're spewing. There we go. Welcome to Canada Views. You're live here. Good evening. Hello, you're live on Canada View. Hello. Okay, they dropped. All right, let's try this one. Hello, you're live on Canada Views. Good evening.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello.
I had a question for Jesse, but I guess he's gone.
Yeah, Jesse's clicked off. Yep, absolutely is. But yeah, you can ask.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah, I was just wondering what his history with Chris Sunshine and Larry Bombs was, and what started all this with them? Why they're coming after him?
Right. Yeah, I was curious about that too. I asked and yeah, he seemed to didn't know what it started it. I'm not sure. I was pretty curious about that too. I mean, because it just seemed kind of jumped out of the blue. It was just kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they have history. I just have no idea what the details are with that, and was curious. So, all right. Well, hey, thanks for having me on the show, bud.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for calling in. Hey, welcome to Canada Views. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, this is Dana. I really like the fact that I can grow here. At least we can do that. I never did like laws in Florida. I grew up there, and it's just plain ridiculous in that state.
All right on. Hey, Steve, if you can hear me, Steve, if you want to call in, the phone number is 516-418-5539. Absolutely. I keep forgetting. I don't know how to type and post and talk all at the same time. I keep wanting to do that. But, yeah, if anybody wants to ever call in, the number is 516-418-5539. Dana, I know that you can grow there. And I know that, you grow some pretty decent stuff because I've seen some of your pictures and you've posted some pretty nice stuff. And you guys have been able to grow there for a little while.
Yeah, that's been good. I mean, they're trying to figure out ways to lower how much we can grow and stuff like that. But, I mean, this thing, like what Florida did and what other states have talked about, trying to go back to the 1970s when they were getting brick weed out of the Columbia and all them places, and then they're trying to say it was only at 7% THC level. And I'm sorry, but that's just not true because, the only time I tried it before 10 years ago was back in the 70s it wasn't weak.
All right. Yeah. I think honestly, I do think that Florida's medical cap is at 9%. I do believe, I think if you want to look, you can probably fact check me. I think Florida's medical cap is 9%. If somebody wants to fact check me on that, I don't think that there is a no non-limit on that. I do think that they do have a limit on their medical program. But yeah, being able to grow for yourself, you know, that's the key to most programs, and that's the key to any program. You know, and I'm not just, you know, blowing smoke or just talking. I'm saying that because that's truthful. Because any program that does not allow you to grow your own has a limit on what you're allowed to have or what you're allowed to go. And, you know, there's that word again, what you're allowed, because it's what it does. It limits you as an adult. Isn't that correct, Dana?
Yeah. One of the things about growing is very therapeutic and healing to anybody that does it. And, you know, I'm glad when they passed the Amendment 2 in this state, you know, it makes it where there's no limit on what we, you know, how strong it is, or if it's oil or if it's wax or whatever. We can do whatever we want.
Right, right. And, you know, the fact that, you know, when you're sick, you know, there's really no amount of medicine, you know, especially with cannabis, too much or too little, you know, Yeah, I mean, you know, that's kind of a strange thing to say, because, you know, you're speaking about cannabis. There's not, you know, too much to take, and there's not too little to take when it comes to cannabis, because you're not going to be able to overdose. That's just one thing. It's impossible to overdose. You'll fall asleep, yes, absolutely. But you'll not overdose. But being limited to what you're allowed to have, you know, versus what you can grow for yourself, because when you can grow for yourself, you're not limited to what you can take or what you're able to consume at that point. Because if you're able to grow for yourself, then you've got an unlimited amount for the most part. If you're a good grower, you have an unlimited amount. But if you're not growing for yourself, you're limited to what you're allowed, what you're able to go and get from a dispensary. And that's no way to heal. That's what I'm trying to say. Versus growing for your own, you have an unlimited amount, versus going to a dispensary where you're limited, because that is where your cash flow is limited, you know.
Yeah, so far in this state, as far as I've seen, they have done zero inspections as far as to home growers. And, I mean, they have a limit to how much you can transport, which is like 12 ounces, I believe, and then what you can have in your house. But that's something that they would never even check unless you're out on the road and some idiot wants to take and search your car or something and then make an issue out of it. But it's getting, being that we had as an amendment to our Constitution, it's getting a lot better as far as the police trying to stay out of the way. And, I mean, the only thing I've been hearing is people that have been transporting, you know, from one state to another on the highways here in this state. And then the few ridiculous cases like Adele Wisdom and Aaron there and up there by Jeff City, and then also Zach Salazar, which we don't even know when the cases are going to come up on them. But we're hoping everything gets changed before that happens, and they just have to drop and decriminalize, because it's ridiculous. You can't, like you said, you cannot overdose on cannabis. It's impossible to overdose on cannabis unless you can eat like 256 pounds of it at one time. You're not going to, and it probably won't even be the THC that hurts you. It's probably going to be the fact that you ate 256 pounds and exploded. But you can't take too much of it. And before prohibition, 70 or 80% of all medicines came from cannabis plants and hemp and everything else, and it worked really well until Jay Rockefeller got in there and decided to make medicine from oil that is highly addictive and make it illegal to even teach it in the schools.
All right. Well, it was in the pharmacopoeia until the 1950s. So, I mean, it's got to tell you something. So, Dana, you know, how can somebody get involved with you or something? How can somebody help you with what you're doing there in Missouri? How can somebody get involved and reach out and help you?
Well, hopefully this year I'll have better internet pretty soon, because Starlink just put up 60 more satellites, and they should be starting anytime, and I'm going to be with them. So I have decent internet speed, but we're on Facebook, several pages on Facebook. We will have our own page once I get Starlink. And the phone number that I use now is 417-493-6176. And, if you got a case out there, we don't know about it. And if we don't know about it, we can't help you. So if you do want help with a cannabis case and it's not a violent crime or anything like that you've done, please give us a call and we can see what we can to try to get court support and whatever help we can for you.
Right on. Absolutely. Thank you, Dana. And that's Dana Bland, everybody from Missouri, joining us with the Hope for Change and End Prohibition court support. We've got another caller, and I believe this is going to be Steve. Welcome to Cannabuse. Hello.
Hey, Glenn. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Steve. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, well, I was doing good until we went up to the Capitol earlier, and don't look like we're going to see legalization this year in Texas.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. That's what they're saying. They're not wanting to pass it. We hear Arkansas just passed it. Oklahoma just passed it. Excuse me.
Alabama.
I'm sorry. I'm just upset right now. I'm up here in Austin. I'm upset. Yeah, we've been fighting for this for years, and this is my first year to come up here, actually.
Oh,
we're lobbying today. Yeah. We're lobbying. And
right,
we go.
Right.
A first experience for you guys, you know. And don't mean to break in, but my name is Latonya Whittington, and I have an organization called Cannabis Reform in Houston, and we educate people on how to lobby and testify and witness for cannabis bills, because Texas is so racist, and they won't release the weed, you know. So we have to fight with bills. So I took them two up there to the Capitol to talk to a couple of representatives. And actually, we went to go visit their rep, which is Representative Metcalf. You know, he wasn't there. He was on the floor. But we ended up talking to his chief of staff and the main dude. And he looked at us like we was a piece of shit.
Like we
know?
Were all three a bunch of pieces of shit,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, we were dressed professionally. We had paperwork, and we came up there with information, and we knew what we were talking about, but he just wasn't trying to listen to us.
He didn't know what he was talking about.
He didn't know. He said that they're not going, that he does not support legalization. And we kept asking him, well, why, and he kept saying something about
the youth.
And not wanting to get addicted. And then I said, okay, well, what about responsible adults? You know, does he support that? And he just kept saying about the youth.
That's
he
all
was
he
really
gets.
Freaking
Plenty
me
youth.
Out.
Yeah. So Latonya left and Lori.
I told him off first.
Talking to him for a little bit, you know. I mean, it's just sad.
Well, I had to tell you the story about what's going on in Texas and what we're dealing with, you
right.
know. And it's going to take people like us to still ride their asses and let them know. And regardless of whatever they say, we're still going to get our medicine, regardless.
Right. Right, absolutely. You know.
Absolutely.
I see y'all guys been fighting for a minute now. Y'all finally got y'all
sick.
Y'all medicine. Now y'all wanting to grow. You know, every man should be able to grow. Just like we grow
is
tomatoes, onions, lettuce, whatever. You know, we should be able to grow it just like
growing.
That.
It's better for medicinal.
And
right, yeah.
What I'll be able to do is to grow my medicine. That's my goal.
And
Texas ain't gonna let us.
You ain't never lying. They looked at you like you dirty cannabis people.
Yeah. They looking at us like we're trash, you know.
Yeah.
And if we had more people than just us three, and I know there's a couple more organizations up here that goes, but it's not very many. There was 14 people who testified last month. 14 people. That's all that was up here.
There's more people in Texas than want this.
Right.
And 68%, you know, than wants to legalize. We just need to flood the Capitol. I mean, they're going to listen. They want us to come. The Democrats want to hear us, you know. They're just caught in a box because the Republicans, you know, are the majority there, you know. So, you know, they don't have any chance, and they know they don't. But if they have more people support them, it might be a door open for us. We just have to stand up for them.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
I mean,
it seems like you got to get more people, just rally more people and get more people to come. And, you know, 14 people is a lot of people. We just got to get more people rallied around it.
Right. I'm talking about we need every county in the state of Texas up here. That's what we need. We need more than 14 people. And Lori and I and LaTanya, we're going to start petitioning up to get people to come up here in 2023 with us to help us fight for legalization here in Texas. Because we need our We're tired of it. We're tired of going to the pharmacy. Of course, we don't go to the pharmacy no more. Thanks to Russell Langhammer and the RSO. I can't say his name enough, and I can't preach more about the RSO enough, you know. I can't preach enough about it. The RSO got me off the medications that I was on, me and my wife, and I'm going to continue doing it.
Right on. It works,
Right, but I can't afford to go to prison over my medication.
Yeah, every time
understandable.
We feel like prisoners, like we're doing something wrong, like, you know, and I'm tired of feeling like that here in Texas. That's why people are moving out of Texas, you know, just to get quality of life.
And you know, and I hear a lot of times, you know, I get a lot of people, and I've had a lot of people on the show, and a lot of people have said, you know, I'm just a product of being in the wrong place. And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be at the wrong place. It's just wrong laws. That's what it is. It's not that the wrong place. It's just wrong laws.
Right. Exactly. But that's why we're going to start a petition up and get people to come with us. There's 14 people coming up here. We want a busload of people. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it right.
We're just going to let this session pass by. We're going to let them screw us like they do every year, you know, every 2 years.
Right.
You know, because in 2019, it was the hemp bill, which I couldn't believe that, really, you know. So now we got the hemp. So, you know, I think what they might do is we might get a decriminalization. That's like 1 ounce all over Texas, and you just get a ticket, right? So that's really good. Because in some of these honky-tonk towns where you go to jail for a joint or roach, right, that can stop fucking happening. And they can just give you a ticket. But we need to make sure that the cops is doing that, because you're going to hear stories where they still lock you up, you know. So that's going to be a thing. But they're pushing it all the way to the end of the session, like it's over on the 31st. And we still don't have any clarification about what the fuck they're going to do. You know, we're up here pissed off and telling you, bitches, do what the fuck you're supposed to be doing. about cannabis.
So you still got until May 31st?
That's a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And it's been bills that's already been passed already.
Yeah. And
they don't give a fuck about the cannabis bill. And that's every session.
They told us they don't care about it, and they're not going to bring it. It's not going to go to the floor. What bills went to the floor already went to the floor, and that's decriminalization. And that right there may get passed. Maybe. They said they're dealing with this COVID. Okay, bullshit. You've been dealing with COVID for a year now.
What the fuck I got to do with it?
No.
How many thousands of people they have in that? Well, so you know it's like Abbott. That's who we got to deal with, Abbott.
That's your problem.
You know, what the fuck? He better not DOA this kid either.
Well, what is your decriminalization bill? What does your decrim bill look like? What is it decrim to?
The decriminal is 1 ounce or less, but you just get a ticket. Now, that was House Bill 99, but they got another House Bill 1535, which you get a ticket, and it does go on your record. But then they're also trying to do an expungement bill, too. And that's 1108, you know. They're still working on that. That's going to the committee. And that's what I'm saying. It's got to go through a committee. Whichever name it's called, then it's got to go to the House floor. Then it goes to the Senate committee. Then it goes to the Senate House floor, you know. But, I mean, it goes through all those processes. And then I'm going to tell you another secret. There are 60 cannabis bills altogether that reps and senators wrote. I could give you a copy of it. I'll give it to y'all tonight. And that's fucked up that only 10 of them was looked at. I mean, WTF.
Yeah. This is the most cannabis bill we've ever had. And they didn't even.
And so they're all for different things, you know. Decriminalization, legalization. There was some for him, you know. Some for medical, right? Medicinal. And agriculture.
Right, and the only one that they decided to pass was the decriminalization one?
Well, yeah. That's the only one that they're really serious about. There's about 8 to 10 others that is still lingering, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, we're
you
tired
know,
of
to tell them that, come on.
We told the guy we're tired of lingering at summits. We did, didn't we?
Yeah, we're tired of lingering.
We put him on the spot. And we want to know what is the deal with you guys.
Yes,
he kept saying, bringing up the damn youth, the youth. And I asked him, I said, what about the alcohol law y'all just passed in the state of Texas where you can bring alcohol to anybody's house? I can drive alcohol.
And suicide alcohol.
Right. You can purchase alcohol
murder.
For me. If I brought it to your house, you know what I'm saying? If you call me up
right.
at the store, I can bring it to you.
Yeah.
Uber or whatever.
That's wild. I'll
bring it to you.
Here. But we can't legalize cannabis.
Yeah.
You know, something that's good for you.
And I should put that in their face.
Wild.
I couldn't say nothing besides nothing
that's
but the damn youth. The
that,
youth, the youth, the youth. Right. And the cannabis helping the youth, too, you know?
Okay, so
right.
What do we do?
Well, listen, are you guys, you guys are going to go live tomorrow night with any updates or anything?
Yeah, we can do that because we're going to be here one more day. And, oh, my God, they told us don't see any more meth labs while we're here. So I do have a couple of, and it's true, some Democratic representatives that support it. And that's what's up. And they're my friends because I'm a precinct chair, 320 for the Democratic Party. So I'm going to take y'all to go visit them tomorrow so we can get some happy feelings. They really fucked up our night.
Sure did.
You'll definitely take some pictures and post some updates and stuff on the post and make some posts and give us some updates tomorrow.
Yes, I sure will, Glenn. You know, I've been wanting to come on your show. We come on, and we really didn't have not too much to talk about until today. There's a lot to talk about, and I appreciate it very much for letting us come on your talk show and talking to y'all.
Oh,
about
no,
this.
You know what? But you guys are more welcome. You know, and I got a way now that I can go live. I sent you an invite, so anytime you guys want, you guys are more welcome to come on my show. Anytime you want, you guys are more welcome to call in or come on my live show. Anytime you guys want to, anytime, just let me know anytime. You're more than welcome to come on.
Thank you very much, buddy. And,
absolutely.
Y'all stay amazing, man.
Keep on blazing. Hey, Glenn.
Absolutely. Hey, you guys have a good night, and you have a good time there in the State House.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you very much, and y'all have a good night, and y'all stay amazing. You hear?
Yes, sir. Hey, you guys, that's Kilo Blazing from Canada Care 420 Care Ops. You guys, jump in over there and check out their page. They definitely do a lot of good things, and they go live every day, you guys. So definitely go check out their page. So I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. And as always, it's been a pleasure, you know, joining, doing my shows for all of you guys. One more time, you know, definitely if you want to check out some really nice holistic needs and holistic products, jump over and check out the holisticcloud.com. Bill has some really nice products on his website. If you're in Ohio, definitely go over to Bel Air, to Belmont Street, 3048 Belmont Street. Check out his products in his store. If you can't go to a store, you know, in person, the holisticcloud.com, and check out all of his stuff. He's got some great stuff. He's a great guy. Bill Smith Jr., him and his DCRIM team are doing amazing things for Ohio, not just for Ohio, but for so many states that they have gone through and done so many things for so many states and for so many people. Have been for over 3 million people in Ohio now that he has helped protected with his DCRIM team. And he continues to work so hard for so many people. But that's the holisticcloudyouguys.com. Check him out. Thank you again for joining us. And as always, if you want to be a guest on the show, just hit me up. Next week, I'm not going to have a show, but I am going to be back the week after that for one more show in the week with... I told Brian Soderston I want to catch up one more time with him before the end of the season. Next week I'm not going to have a show because Peggy's got to do her infusion, and I'm going to go with her to do her infusion. So there's not going to be a show next week. But the week after that, I'm going to catch up with Brian Soderston, the guy has created the group over there, the dang it, it just slipped my mind, damn it, and I hate that. I know it didn't slip my mind. Roll Another One, that's what it is, Roll Another One. And he created the group, Roll Another One. But not only that, he's such an amazing story. He's an incredible guy. And I want you guys to hear everything about this man. He's a great guy and does so much for so many people. And so I want you to join me next week, not next week, the week after, with Brian Soderston. And then the week after that, I'm going to take 2 weeks off to regroup and to start a new season after that. So I will see you guys in 2 weeks with Brian. And I thank you guys for all for joining me tonight. You guys have been lovely and has always been a great group. Thank you very much. And you guys all have a great night. Mm-hmm.